आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्युरेट भारत मोबिलिटी ग्लोबल एक्सपो 2025 एट भारत मंडपम इन न्यू दिल्ली दिस मॉर्निंग। President Draupadi Murmu to confer National Sports Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Filing of nominations for assembly elections in Delhi to end this evening. Stricter pollution curbs under GRAP 4 revoked in Delhi NCR following improvement in air quality. GRAP 3 restrictions to continue. India's electronics exports surged by over 35% to $3.58 billion in December 2024 compared to same month previous year. And PV Sindhu to clash with Gregoria Mariska Tunjung of Indonesia in women's singles quarterfinals of India Open Badminton in New Delhi. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025, the largest mobility expo in India, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The theme of this expo is Beyond Boundaries, Co-creating Future Automotive Value Chain. This vision aims to foster collaboration and innovation across the automotive and mobility sector, emphasizing sustainable and cutting-edge technological advancements. Our correspondent reports that the expo aims to unite the entire mobility value chain under one umbrella.
The six-day Bharat Mobility Global Expo will be held across three separate venues, Bharat Mandapam and Yashobhumi in New Delhi, and India Expo Center and Mart in Greater Noida. The expo will offer a unique platform to showcase innovations in automotive and mobility sector. This year's expo will have a special emphasis on the global significance with participation from across the globe as exhibitors and visitors. Over 5,000 international participants and 800 exhibitors will showcase their products in the expo. In addition, the expo will also feature state sessions to showcase policies and initiatives in the mobility sector to enable collaboration between industry and regional levels. The entry to the Bharat Mobility Global Expo is free for all visitors from 19th to 22nd of January. With Dipendra Kumar, Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Sports Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. World chess champion D. Gukesh, double medalist at the Paris Olympics Manu Bhakar, men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and gold medalist at the Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar will be honoured with the prestigious Major Dhyanchand Khel Ratna Award. The award is given for the spectacular and most outstanding performance in the field of sports by a sportsperson over the past 4 years. More from our correspondent.
The Arjuna Award will be given to 32 sportspersons. These include athletes Jyoti Yaraji and Annu Rani, boxers Neetu and Saviti, chess player Vantika Agarwal, hockey player Salima Tete, Abhishek, Sanjay, Jarmanpreet Singh and Sukhjeet Singh, para archer Rakesh Kumar, para athletes Preeti Pal, Jivanji Deepthi, Ajit Singh and Sachin Khiladi will also get the award. Veteran athlete Sucha Singh and veteran para swimmer Mullikant Petkar will be honoured with the Arjun Awards lifetime. Para shooting coach Subhash Rana, shooting coach Dipali Deshpande, hockey coach Sandeep Sangwan, badminton coach S. Mullidharan and football coach Armando Colasso will be presented the Dronacharya Award. The Chandigarh University will receive the Maulana Abul Kalam Azad Trophy as the overall top performing university in the Khelo India University Games. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The government has announced the setting up of the 8th Pay Commission for the central government employees and pensioners. An announcement in this regard was made by Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw in New Delhi yesterday. The minister said the term of the 7th Pay Commission is going to end in 2026 and the setting up of the 8th Pay Commission now will give enough time to receive the recommendations by the pay panel. Mr. Vaishnaw said the appointment of chairman and two members of the commission will be made soon.
केंद्र सरकार के सभी कर्मचारियों के लिए 8th सेंट्रल पे कमीशन को मंजूरी दे दी है. प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक रेगुलर रिदम के साथ पे कमीशन बनाने का जो एक संकल्प लिया है उसके हिसाब से 2016 में 7th पे कमीशन स्टार्ट हुआ था, तो 2026 में इसका टर्म कंप्लीट होता है. उससे वेल बिफोर 2025 में 8th पे कमीशन स्टैब्लिश करने से सफिशियंट टाइम मिलेगा सो दैट द रिकमेंडेशंस कैन बी रिसीव्ड वेल बिफोर द कंप्लीशन ऑफ द पीरियड ऑफ 7th पे कमीशन.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a three-day visit to Lakshadweep beginning today. This will be his maiden visit to the Union Territory since assuming office. During his visit, Mr. Dhankar is scheduled to attend a public function and inaugurate various public projects. He will also interact with members of self-help groups and beneficiaries. Today is the last day to file nominations for the Delhi Assembly elections. A total of 841 nominations have been filed so far. The nomination process began on the 10th of this month and candidates can withdraw their nominations until Monday. Voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month with the counting of votes scheduled for 8th of February. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. In view of the improvement in air quality, the Commission for Air Quality Management has revoked the Stage 4 of Graded Response Action Plan, or GRAP, across the National Capital Region with immediate effect. The decision has been taken by the Subcommittee on GRAP after reviewing the situation in its meeting held yesterday. The committee said that AQI of Delhi is continuously improving and has been recorded as 302 yesterday, which is about 98 AQI points below the benchmark as directed by the Supreme Court for invoking Stage 4. However, all actions under Stages 3, 2 and 1 of the revised GRAP will remain invoked and be implemented, monitored and reviewed by all agencies concerned in the entire NCR to ensure that the AQI levels do not slip further. Over 7 crore pilgrims have taken a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj in just 6 days from the 11th of this month till yesterday during the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela. The Sangam is witnessing a remarkable display of devotion and faith with saints, Kalpvasis and devotees gathering in large numbers for the sacred dip. Yesterday alone, more than 30 lakh devotees bathed in the holy waters seeking virtue and divine blessings. More from our correspondent.
The entire Mahakumbh Mela area is witnessing a continuous stream of pilgrims. Devotees from various states of India and countries around the world are immersing themselves in the spiritual atmosphere of the holy confluence. On the first day of Mahakumbh on 13th of January, a record 1.70 crore pilgrims took the ritual, while the next day during the Makar Sankranti Amrit Asnan, over 3.50 crore people took a holy dip. The state government has anticipated that over 45 crore people will attend the Mahakumbh this time. The early figure of 7 crore pilgrims in the initial days of the Mahakumbh strongly indicates this projection to be true. Mahakumbh Nagar offers a vibrant glimpse of the nation's diverse cultural heritage, uniting faith and traditions under one spiritual roof. The 45-day Mahakumbh Mela will continue till 26th of next month. Anand Kumar for Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
India's electronics exports surged by 35.11% to a two-year high of $3.58 billion in December 2024 from $2.65 billion in the same month of the previous year. Commerce Ministry said this reflects the increase in foreign demand for high-value Indian goods and rising domestic production capacities. The country's electronics exports jumped by 28.6% to $26.11 billion in April-December period of current fiscal year from $20.3 billion during the same period in 2023-24. Electronics goods have emerged as the fastest growing segment in India's export basket as new manufacturing capacities have come up in the country driven by the success of the center's production-linked incentive scheme. In the Men's Hockey India League, Vedanta Kalinga Lancers beat Delhi SG Pipers 5-1, while Odisha Warriors outclassed Sarachi Rad Bengal Tigers 3-2 in Women's Hockey India League in Rourkela yesterday. More from our correspondent.
Two pulsating matches of contrasting characters lit up the festival of hockey yesterday. In a women's league game of the Hockey India League, Jocelyn Bertram starred in goal for the Odisha Warriors in Ranchi in a heart-stopping shootout to help them beat the Sarachi Rad Bengal Tigers 3-2 after regulation time ended with the teams locked at 1-1. In the men's segment at Rourkela, Thierry Brinkman was declared the player of the match as his brace helped the defending champions Kalinga Lancers to a thumping 5-1 victory over the bottom-placed Delhi SG Pipers, who are all but out of the reckoning. The Lancers have climbed up to third in the table with 10 points and stay in the hunt for a place in the last four in what promises to be a tense battle as the league phase enters the business end. Today, in the only match of the day, the Delhi SG Pipers women will take on the JSW Surma Hockey Club, who have won both their matches till now. This is Sharia Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani News.
In the Khokho World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams delivered outstanding performances in their group stage matches yesterday, securing their places in the quarterfinals. With these victories, each team also finished at the top of their respective groups. Hosts Indian men's team continued their impressive form with a strong 71-32 victory over Bhutan at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in Delhi yesterday. The win ensured their place at the top of Group A and confirmed their spot in the quarterfinals. Indian men's team coach Ashwini Kumar Sharma said the team will explore different opportunities in the quarterfinals to ensure continued success.
जिस तरीके का हमारा प्लान था उस प्लान के मुताबिक हमारी टीम ने हमारे लड़कों ने अच्छा किया और उसके बाद अब जो पोजीशन का पता चलेगा कि नेक्स्ट क्वार्टर फाइनल मैच जो हमारे एक हिस्से है उसी हिसाब से हम लोग अपना स्ट्रेटेजी बनाएंगे अपना टैक्टिक्स बनाएंगे और उस हिसाब से लड़कों को तैयार करेंगे और आप देखेंगे कि एक नई टीम इंडिया मिलेगी आपको.
Earlier, the Indian women's team maintained their winning streak with an incredible 100-20 win over Malaysia. From the start, they put intense pressure on the Malaysian team and carried this momentum throughout the match. Speaking after the game, India women's team coach Sumit Bhatia expressed his confidence. He said that the team is performing really well in the tournament and is focused to win the quarterfinals.
आज मुझे बहुत खुशी हो रही है कि हमने जीत की हैट्रिक करी है और हमारी टीम क्वार्टर फाइनल पहुंच गई है. अब हमारी स्ट्रेटेजी थोड़ी चेंज रहेगी. अब हम क्वार्टर फाइनल में पोल डाइव डाइव टैपिंग इन तीन स्किल्स पे काम करेंगे और अपनी टीम को सेमीफाइनल और उसके बाद फाइनल तक ले जाएंगे और गोल्ड मेडल इंडिया को दिलाएंगे.
In the India Open badminton, star Indian shuttler PV Sindhu will face Gregoria Mariska Tunjung of Indonesia in the women's singles quarterfinals, while Kiran George will be up against Wen Hong Yang of China in the men's singles quarterfinals in New Delhi this evening. Moreover, Indian men's duo of Chirag Shetty and Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will also be competing in the quarterfinals against South Korean duo of Jing Yong and Kang Min Hyuk today. Yesterday, PV Sindhu outclassed Japanese shuttler Manami Suizu 21-15, 21-13 to storm into the top 8 clash. Kiran George crushed out French shuttler Alex Lanier 22-20, 21-13 to reach the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, India's journey in women's and mixed doubles ended yesterday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies have marked the SpaceX success as a major milestone in Indian space technology. ISRO docks two satellites in space as India joins elite four-nation club, writes the Tribune, while a headline in Hindustan Times says, Cabinet not to third launch pad at Sriharikota in space sector boost. Holding on to fastest growing economy, major economy tag, India to grow at 6.7% for next 2 years as World Bank sees manufacturing boom in India, reports the Economic Times. In the first RPF women officers to take center stage at Republic Day parade, cites the Indian Express. The Times of India notes a disciplinary action by BCCI saying no personal managers, chefs for Indian cricketers on tour, personal shoots during series also banned. And finally, The Pioneer writes about the internet user base in India, which is set to surpass 900 million by 2025, driven by growing use of regional languages, with Tamil, Telugu and Malayalam emerging as the most popular. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. President Draupadi Murmu to confer National Sports Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. filing of nominations for assembly elections in Delhi to end this evening. Stricter pollution curbs under GRAP 4 revoked in Delhi NCR following improvement in air quality. GRAP 3 restrictions to continue. India's electronics exports surged by over 35% to $3.58 billion in December 2024 compared to same month previous year. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.